be with you.
And with your spirit.
The beginning of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. All the eyes in the synagogue looked intently upon him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm just going to do a very brief scripture lesson today to try to answer the question, what are the Gospels? To get a clearest picture of that, we need to look at the scholarship of German scripture scholars and theologians, who use a German word, Sitz im Leben. Sitz im Leben can be translated the historical situation. And they say to understand the Gospels, we have to understand three particular historical situations. The first they call the Sitz im Leben der Jesu, the actual historical situation of Jesus. And quite frankly, we don't know much about him from history. He's only mentioned in one non-scriptural text, and in that he's referred to as an insurrectionist. So our history, actual about him, is very, very limited. Secondly, they call the Sitz im Leben der Kirche, the actual historical situation of the early church. And that early church picked and chose things and made them part of the mainstay. For example, in the early church, there were only three sacraments: baptism, which you didn't receive until you were an adult; penance, and you only went to confession once in your life, and so everyone waited till their deathbed; and then communion, the Eucharist. Marriage would not become a sacrament until way late in the 8th century. And confirmation would not be separated from baptism until well into the 1000s. So they picked and chose what they were going to use. They could have made the washing of the feet one of the sacraments, but instead they chose something else. And then the scholars talk about what they call the Sitz im Leben der Evangelium, the historical situation of the evangelists. What are the Gospels? First of all, they're not historical documents. Each one of those evangelists picked and chose from the information that was available to him what exactly he felt was necessary to get his message to his particular audience. Mark, for example, accompanies Peter to Rome in the mid-60s. The persecutions are underway. Christians are being put to death, and they're scared to death. And so Mark gives them a gospel in which we have the most human Jesus of all four Gospels, a Jesus who cries, a Jesus who is frightened. In Mark's depiction of the agony in the garden, Jesus comes that close to total despair. And his last words on the cross in Mark are the agonizing words, my God, why have you abandoned me?" And so those people who were suffering could identify with him. And so the Gospels are not historical documents. They are simply prayerful reflections on who Jesus was and what he did, aimed at different particular audiences with a different purpose in mind. We're living through a dark moment in the history of the church right now, with an abuse scandal hanging over our heads. But a similar long-standing dark moment has been the failure of the church to teach us the scriptures, because it's the only way we can come to know the Lord. Amen.